This is the 2025 Carlin Black Label Cup.
The Cup of Champions.
Catch the match. Carlin Knockout Champions versus the Carlin All-Stars on Saturday, 13th December. Build-up is at 2.30 p.m. on SABC 1 and SABC Plus, with kickoff at 3 p.m. You can also tune in to your favorite SABC radio station. Proudly brought to you by SABC Sport.
For the love of the game.
Ready, set, stream. Discover Sport, the world's dedicated social media app built for every sport. We bring the action straight to your screen. Follow athletes, share highlights, earn bite butts on registration and every minute play. Because on Discover Sport, every athlete gets a stage and every fan gets rewarded. Download Discover Sport now. Free on iOS, Android, and web. DiscoverSport.com, the app that gives back.
Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
So just reminding you of the quiz question, I'm sure our correspondent knows the answer very, very easily. Nathan Lyon is next in line for this achievement, but he's 38 short of emulating five other cricket players who have achieved this. They are Muralitharan, let's put it, call him that, then the late Shane Warne, Jimmy Anderson, Anil Kumble, and Stuart Broad. So Nathan Lyon next in line. He's actually not next in line, but you'll realize what I mean when I give you the answer a little later on in the show. There's a little bit of a trick there, but it's a fairly straightforward question. If you know the answer, what am I talking about? 0860-002032 or 0614-104-107 for text messages or voice notes. You can X us at SAFM Radio, or you can X me at Memory Mentalist. Good news for South Africa today, as far as our men are concerned. With the men, it never rains, but it pours. It's either brilliant or terrible. Today, it was brilliant, and a comprehensive 51-run win over India to level the T20 series. To chat to us about that and about women's cricket and about everything cricket, really, it's great to be joined by my good friend and cricket correspondent on the show, Kevin Rademacher. Kevin, good evening to you.
Good evening, Michael, and congratulations to you, Len, and the whole team for your 600th show. What a brilliant achievement. And I think I was on the 500th show or 501 show, and it looks like you guys are becoming very, very generous with the questions now. Probably the easiest question in 600 episodes.
Yeah, I think so too, Kevin. Well, I think you've been on probably 100 of those 600 shows, so it's fantastic to get you back again for this landmark show of us. I must tell you, you made a brilliant decision yesterday. Because I know you were thinking about potentially coming through to Benoni, and you decided not to, and it was the best decision you could possibly have made. All I did was drive in two massive thunderstorms, one there and one back, and the roads were absolutely flooded. The field was flooded in seconds, and it was just a bit of a disaster all around. Felt sorry for the ladies because they were very, very keen to get out there. But let's start there with the ladies, winning the series 2-0 against Ireland, and some pretty solid performances all around.
You're correct, and let me just go back to yesterday. You're 100% correct, and I actually had to go to a domestic game at SuperSport Park between the Titans, Multiply Titans, and the Dolphins, which produced some great cricket as well. So, in hindsight, that was a great decision. It was excellent that our Protea women once again won a series 2-0. This was always dubbed as the superstars coming back and playing on a local turf, which is great. We don't often get to see our women stars playing in South Africa at the main stadiums. And they've done that now against Ireland. They won a 2-0. Like you said, a little bit of a downer yesterday. They came to play on the Highveld and there was no game after playing two matches in the Cape over the weekend. But once again, the Highveld will get a chance to see them on the 19th in the ODI series that is starting next week.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And in fact, we'll be doing our show next Friday evening from the DP World Wanderers Stadium with the new floodlights getting a chance to be tested for the first time. They're testing them every night. I live sort of fairly close to the stadium, and every night I see the lights switched on and they look very impressive. All the new pylons are up, so that's going to be a really big test. Kevin, just looking at things, the fact that South Africa experimented a little bit, Faye Tunnicliffe opening the batting with Sune Lus, allowed Laura Wolfhard to come in at first drop as well. So a little bit of a shuffling in the batting order. Of course, Tasman Britt sitting the series out as well. So I suppose that's just increasing the options for Coach Mashimbi in terms of what he has to play with.
They have to do that as well, especially with the World Cup coming up next year in June. And you are correct, Tasman Britt is sitting the series out. Annika Bosch as well. So those are two in your top three that are sitting out. And I think they're trying to discover some different combinations before the World Cup, testing some of the youth out there in the top order and seeing what happens. This is not the most powerful opposition in the world. Ireland is, although they're respectable, we're not talking about one of the powerhouses. They're also playing on home turf. So this is actually the perfect occasion to do that. We've also brought in some experience ourselves. Obviously, the rest of the team is pretty experienced in South Africa. But as we spoke last week, the return of Danae van Niekerk adds quite a lot of experience, a lot of composure, and that'll help the youngsters pick up their skills before the World Cup. So new combinations, however, it's worked up to this point. The more gameplay and the more opportunities they get to play together, however, the better it will be.
We spoke last week about Faye Tunnicliffe also returning after sheer weight of runs in the domestic competition. She was given a bit of good fortune in Paarl, failing badly in Cape Town, dropped a sitter of a chance to backward point, which was put down, and she never looked back, picking up player of the match and scoring a valuable 50. Just how important is it for some of the fringe players to be able to have situations like that, maybe be able to ride their luck and go on to potentially re-establish their careers?
Cricket is a cruel, funny, and horrible game sometimes. And you're correct, she could have gone out very early. In fact, first ball, she was very, very close to be giving out LBW as well. I think that decision went on her favour. She used that. She got 51 or 42 balls. If she had failed twice in a row, don't know if she would have got another opportunity. That changed. She got woman of the match, like you say. And she's probably going to get a lot more chances in the future. The same as in the men's current series, and I know we're going to talk about that now. There's a lot of fringe players there that are getting chances, like Sipamla, Linda, those guys got a chance today. And with the World Cup coming up for them as well in February, it's all about your taking the chances when you get those chances. They come so far and few between. So the women like Faye, even the men, can light and it can change their destiny.
Kevin, we spoke last week also about Danae van Niekerk, her return, and it's been an auspicious return to the side. She came in, gave the innings a lot of impetus on Friday evening, closed it out beautifully, and then a lovely little knock that she played also in Paarl on Sunday, just to show that she's fully back to form. She's got the ability to find boundaries very, very quickly, and also a player with so much experience, even though she sat out of the game for a couple of years now. Just what she lends some of the youngsters on the field, the fact that she's always talking, she's always giving the captain ideas, and just to have a player like that in the squad, even if she's not contributing, which Danae certainly was in the series, just valuable to have another wise head out there on the field.
It's brilliant to have some of this experience coming back. And if your listeners will remember how she ended her Proteas career last time and how why she retired, basically failed a fitness test, couldn't run 2 kilometers in 9 minutes. She stated that the reason was she was coming back from injury. She wasn't given enough time. They've now done away with those kinds of tests. There's a bit of a bitter relationship between her and Cricket South Africa. She did apologize. She did come to the table. And Cricket South Africa, to their credit, accepted that apology and have made her instrumental in this T20 series. And I believe she'll play a big part in the ODIs as well. And anytime we can add depth, experience, and absolute skill with the bat and the ball, it can only be good for the Proteas team. Once again, it's quite ironic that we see that in the men's team as well with Quinton de Kock coming back. And hopefully one day, Klaassen also decides to make the return.
That would be amazing. Let me just finish with a woman. One more question. The ODI series, of course, starts in the Eastern Cape this weekend on Saturday and then on Tuesday, and then we're up to Johannesburg next Friday, weather permitting. Let's hope we get a game in as far as that is concerned. But what are you expecting from the team in terms of maybe trying out new combinations or some of the players who sat out the T20 series coming back into the squad? So what do you think we can expect from them?
I don't think we will change much from the T20 series. I think it'll be once again a mixture between the old heads, Sunelis's, the Wolfarts, the Danae's, blooding some youngsters in. I don't think we'll see much of a difference. I think it's all about momentum at this point. They had a great World Cup. They want to carry that momentum into this series as well as early next year when they're playing some more games in South Africa as well. So I don't think too much experimentation. it's more about getting that momentum, getting that consistency, and actually blending combinations together so that we can go forward strong in the future.
All right, let's talk about the men, Kevin. So much to talk about. The other night, absolutely humbled. Hardik Pandya playing a fantastic innings on a difficult pitch to set up a victory for India by over 100 runs. But what a difference a few days make. Today, South Africa responding brilliantly. Quinton de Kock getting a fantastic score behind his name, 90 of 46 balls. Donovan Ferreira showing just how talented he is in terms of finishing the innings. David Miller finding some form after his return to the side. And it was just a clinical performance all round. What do you make of this Jekyll and Hyde performance that we're seeing from the South African team?
I was going to say that it seems like every single bilateral series we have, the tale of two matches or the tale of three matches.
Yeah.
I don't think there's another international sports team that is or are as inconsistent as the Proteas. They have these brilliant performances or they reach the depths of despair. We saw the last match, and like you correctly said a couple of days ago, once again written off, their lowest T20 score, 74 runs all out. People once again got frustrated with the team. They were already frustrated that they lost the ODI series. They were frustrated, and then come today, absolutely different again. And under extreme difficult circumstances, they had to bowl with the wet ball. India suffered at the end of the Proteas innings. However, we maintained our composure and won by 51 runs with brilliant batting all round.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I mean, if we look at the performance today, just how it went, a couple of wickets fell in the middle there with Brevis and I think Quinton de Kock getting out in very quick succession. But then South Africa had men to close the innings, and they still had George Linder, who's very useful with a bat. They still had Marco Jansen in the shed if they needed to promote them and get them to contribute to the total. So I don't know how, if you can call it, because I certainly can't, what we might expect in the third match. But regardless, I mean, even if South Africa do lose the series 2-1, as they have in the ODI series, having won the Test series, as we spoke about the other day, means it's been a pretty successful tour of India regardless. Or not?
I agree with you. I think the attention, first of all, and I was on the Test series. It's always difficult to start with the Test series, win such a monumental Test series 2-0. It takes a lot of the energy out of the players. It takes a lot of the stamina out of them. And a lot of them stayed to come and play the ODIs as well, the T20s, and then to refocus his stuff. However, this T20 series is extremely important because, like I said, in a couple of months' time, the World Cup will be held there. The World Cup will be held there as well as in Sri Lanka. So we could not have any better preparation going into the World Cup, playing at the stadiums where it will be played. The last ODI is actually where we're going to play four of our five pool matches, Ahmedabad, and where the final of the World Cup will be. So normally we complain about the preparation going into World Cups. We have brilliant preparation. Now, it is extremely important to use this to blood guys. Like we said, guys that might make a squad, might not make a squad, the Linders of the world, Sapamlas of the world, and there's a couple more Bosch. When they get the opportunity, they need to take it because there's only 15 names that can go to the World Cup. And at this point, there's probably 18 to 20 who could possibly make it.
It's going to be, as you say, tough decisions all around. Now, you and I both like our soccer, of course, and I liken what happened today to maybe what would happen at halftime in a dressing room. A terrible first half performance. The coach comes in, gives the team a tongue lashing. They come out all guns blazing, or as they said about the dyslexic baker, all buns glazing in the second match. And we saw that today. I don't know what Shukri Conrad said in terms of the team meetings to the team after that first match the other day. But today it was chalk and cheese.
It was. I think the pitch was a lot easier as well starting today. We batted first, which also makes a big difference. We spoke about winning tosses. We spoke about, especially in India, batting first without any dew on the ball. That made a big difference. But T20 cricket is such a fickle game. You get someone at the top of the order. Today it was Quinton de Kock, who scored 90 or 46 balls, 7 sixes. You need one guy to come off, and that pretty much gives you a great chance to win the match. I think South Africa has struggled. They've been getting good starts, not phenomenal starts. They've been getting good starts in the ODI and the T20s, but then our middle order has let us down. Today, Ferreira came in, scored 30 off 16 balls. Miller backed him up with 20 and 12 as well. So they at least have had the combination of good opening as well as the middle finishing. Because you were correct, and you stated earlier, we started falling. Quinton de Kock lost his wicket. That was followed by Brevis. Quinton de Kock threw his wicket away. And it looked like we were going to struggle to make 100 or 190 at some point. But luckily, Ferreira and Miller used their experience, used their strength, and the experience to actually get us to that 213, which is pretty an unsavable score at that point.
Let me just ask you also about domestic cricket. There's a lot going on at the moment in domestic cricket. Can you just update our listeners a bit? Because I must be honest, I've got so much to follow. I haven't been keeping an eye on what's been going on domestically, but I know you follow all sorts of cricket from all over the world, and especially here in South Africa. Just give us a little bit of a rundown very briefly in terms of what's happening at the moment and who the teams to look out for.
Well, currently the four-day series is on. The Titans actually beat the Dolphins today by 9 wickets. They've been going through quite a slump, and the Titans and the Lions have actually complained to Cricket South Africa because they face the real possibility of being relegated if they don't perform in the three tournaments this year. And they are complaining that most of their players are unfortunately always going to play for the Proteas, which is leaving them a little bit bare. So they've been struggling. Last weekend was the CSA 20 Challenge, which is a phenomenal game. It actually ended in a super over for a final, which was absolutely unbelievable. And at the end of the day, once again, I don't think a lot of people are following the four-day matches. I counted 20 people that actually were coming to watch the Titans game yesterday, which is a bit of a pity. There's some exceptional players. I counted 7 ex-Proteas players. And I encourage anyone to go out and still follow the domestic guys because they need your support as much as the Proteas do need your support.
Yeah, 100%. Well said. I took my wife to a domestic game a few weeks ago and we doubled the crowd. So it was it's a little bit, as you say, it's very disappointing all around. But there's so much good cricket being played. But I suppose people are selective these days and deciding there's so much to watch. They've got to pick their matches and we'll see what happens. Kevin, we'll do it again. I'm looking at the calendar, potentially. Well, we'll do it many more times, but potentially in 5 months' time, if I still have a contract by then, it'll be show number 700 sometime in May. And we look forward to having you back on the show on that auspicious occasion as we get closer to 1,000 down the line. But as we've said all along, thank you so much for everything you do on the show, and really nice to have you on our landmark show tonight and to get your opinions. And look forward to seeing you at DP World Wondrous next Friday evening.
I'll definitely be there, and I just want to once again congratulate you, your show, and SABC, and I think it's going to be amazing that you're going to be commentating soon on AFCON, and I'm holding thumbs that you get a lot of the games at the FIFA World Cup by year that SABC is showing. I think it was 32 matches or 34 matches. I hope you get a lot of those gigs. I can't wait for it either. It's going to be one brilliant tournament.
Kevin Rademeyer, you're a really great person. Thank you so much for everything you do on the show. Have a restful rest of the week, and we'll prevail upon you, no doubt, very, very soon to talk more about the sport of cricket and also to talk about Luton and Norwich. All the
Thanks
best.
So much.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Kevin.